Welcome back, my friends. Chef of the Fat Man live from the North Georgia Mountain Egg Festival. We are having more fun. If the government found out about it, they would tax us. That's just how much fun we're having. And since we don't want them to do that. Now, you have tasked me to do what, Miss Francine?
Stay out of my way.
Well, that goes without saying.
Well, you got to put the pork chops on for us to eat, because everybody's eat everything we've made.
You have remarked you've never seen quite like this before.
You know, I've seen people that were very happy to be served food, but I've never seen it quite this intense.
And you did down at Katrina, post-Katrina.
Yeah.
You got to see the real.
I got to see the real thing going on down there.
That was, and thank you for your help down there, because they really needed it. And it
Keep
was
it
people
close.
Like you, the good volunteers, that went down there and helped out. Now, you're cooking at a bit of an angle, so that's going to...
Yeah, that's what I'm looking at. I got it. It's okay. We can handle it. I know what I'm doing.
I know you do.
I think.
Of that, I have no doubt.
That's what my daddy always said. He says, if you can't, what is it, dazzle them with diamonds and...
Baffle them with Barbra Streisand. B.S.
Dazzle them with diamonds and baffle. Oh, baffle them. Yeah, that's what it is.
Can't say
well,
that.
Well, I have been tasked with taking care of the pork chops. And the Cajun bread will be coming off in a few minutes. And then I will slide down here out of your way. Now, tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, I got my green tomatoes cut and sitting in my milk and egg. And now
what are you looking at as far as thickness of these tomatoes?
What? You just want them like a quarter of an inch or so, maybe a little bit thinner. It just depends on the mater. It depends on how green it is. That orangey color that's between green and red is the perfect mater to fry.
And I saw it and I said, well, the only way I was going to get you Bud Light Lime. So. Now, I got to tell you, he is an honest person.
Well, he's traipsed all over this place to find me some sugar to make you moonshine glaze. So I got to make him something.
Well, I'm just telling you.
I just hope they live up to what you want them to be.
If you don't, trust me. He'll let me know. Honesty is one of his most interesting features. But now, a lot of fried green tomatoes have way too much cornmeal.
Yeah.
I think that they're overcoated, overbattered.
I like flour. I just put the cornmeal in there for a little grit. I mean, you can stick your finger in this batter and you can't feel the cornmeal. But there's cornmeal in there. It just needs a little bit of oomph.
This is
two parts flour and one quarter of a part cornmeal.
Okay. Now you're looking, these things don't take too terribly long to cook.
No, you just want to get them golden brown and then flip them over.
Now, when the tomato is finished, what are you looking for as far as consistency? You want them a little, the tomato to be a little firm? What are you looking for?
A little bit firm. You want a little al dente in the middle.
Right
here. You got tongs? That's what I was looking for.
Don't you love these tongs?
I do.
Now you're cooking on an angle. You're cooking on an angle.
Yeah. This is my first forte into cooking on an angle.
Well, your pan's starting to slide.
Yeah, I know. I keep pulling it back.
But anyway, so you want the tomato to be a little firm. A
little bit.
Let's see if I can help you on the...
I never cook downhill.
Let's see if I can... Is that better?
Oh, that is.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. We're even again.
Now, one of the great things about this recipe is you need two stations. You need a milk station and a breading station.
Yes.
And you talk about using both hands or one hand.
I use both, but a lot of people are very stickler about one dry hand, one wet hand. But I ain't got time for all that fancy mess.
Now these are green tomatoes, but they're slightly with a red blush to them.
Yes, which is a perfect mater to eat.
Because I know some people like to get them green, and they're hard.
Yeah, I don't want them hard.
And these are, now you make these up in batches. Now the great thing about cooking on induction is the temperature will stay righteous. And it'll stay at 360, and you don't have to worry about getting too hot. And when you add ingredients into it,
it's not going to dip.
It'll absolutely come back to temperature much quicker. So for any kind of frying, induction burners are the best way to go. So it's just buttermilk, egg yolk, salt, pepper,
a little bit of garlic salt,
That's it.
That's it.
That's one of the most beautiful things.
It's not rocket science.
Yeah, but you know, as many places...
We're not building a bomb!
As most places go to most restaurants, I find I can't eat the fried green tomatoes. They're just not good. So now, we're about... We may put some of these out, we may not. What do you think?
Well, you got to give some of them to him first.
Yeah, I guess we do.
Are these like pancakes for the next batch that you put in? It's just better and better.
Yeah.
Well, now...
What you're saying, is it just the more and more of the flavor from the coating?
Yeah.
Oh, you want to, well, okay. Well, you know, the most important thing to remember about this recipe is make it simple, keep it simple.
Keep it simple, stupid.
And keep the temperature consistent.
Yeah.
And that's why an induction burner, if you can get yourself a portable induction burner, it's great for frying. It's also the safest way to fry. Right now, it's at 360 degrees, and I put my hand right next to the... If this were to bubble over, no flame. So you can literally slap your hand, and it's barely warm. Barely warm. Because it's, and with cast iron, it's perfect. You can get that up to 360 in about 3 or 4 minutes. And you can, when you put your fried foods in it, anything that you want to fry, it'll keep it at 360, get it back up in a minute or less. For cast iron cooking, it's absolutely perfect. And safe. If it bubbles over, flows over, no flames. You could literally, I wouldn't recommend this, not a good idea, but if you're frying some stuff that's going to fry for 15 or 20 minutes, you had to run out, come back, you never have to worry about a fire. Now, Miss Francine, we've almost concluded the show already.
Already?
Already.
We've cooked a lot of food in this show.
You know, we really have. In fact, this one's getting ready to come on. And this is my homage to New Orleans. It is I got to find the pot holders around
here. How come this thing doesn't seem like it's staying hot?
Anyway, it is the crawfish bread. There's one.
Where do you buy these at?
Well, I did open it up so that we could... Now, one of the things to know about this Cajun crawfish bread.
Well, the second batch is coming, but I got to get it to come back up to temp. You know, the weird thing is when you go to a restaurant and you order a fried green tomato, most of the time they're cooking them in a deep fat fryer along with French fries and hush puppies and fish and fried chicken. So all those flavors, you don't taste the green tomato. Oh, that's beautiful.
And then what you want to do is you want to Oh. There we go. Flip it over, and I'll let it grill just a little bit. Crisp it up just a little bit. Then we'll take it off, cut it up, and put it out there. Now, Miss Francine.
Yes?
Where can people get your cookbook? Tell us a little bit about it.
You can actually get it anywhere books are sold. Sam's, Costco, Barnes & Noble's, independent bookstores. Anywhere you buy books, you can buy that book. But this is the second book. The first one, Blue Ribbon Baking from Redneck Kitchen, was my baking book and my entry into the cookbook world, which was my lifelong dream. I mean, I've been wanting to write cookbooks since I was about 6 years old.
Well, you certainly have written the definitive cookbook for redneck cooking. And that's all the good stuff. It's all about food, fun, and celebrating good life. When we come back, we're going to have some crawfish bread and some more fried maters.